Seems like every day we hear about funding cuts to agencies, programs which are serving the people in many important ways. We start today with a look at the latest of these cuts. No, not by the federal government. These cuts are by the state of New Jersey. What are these cuts being targeted at? Numerous programs that the disabled community has relied on for, in many ways, daily life. Our first guest joins us to explain why these funding cuts are happening and what their impact will be. He's Executive Director of the ARC of New Jersey, Thomas Bafuto. How are you today, Thomas?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I want to bring this to people's attention because it seems like stuff like this is happening so fast and furious, it's tough to keep up, and especially when it cuts close to home like this. ARCNJ.org is the website for the ARC of New Jersey. Learn more about the programs that we're going to talk about here and their value of them. So when we talk about funding cuts, Thomas, how deep are these cuts?
Well, they are very deep for the ARC. So the ARC is a statewide advocacy organization for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. While we had some priorities funded in the governor's budget, which we're grateful for, we got two what I consider catastrophic cuts in the governor's budget. The first cut that I want to talk about was to one of our local chapters. At the ARC, we have chapters in every county. The ARC of Monmouth County runs a primary care center where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities can go for medical care. But they also offer behavioral and psychiatric services, which, quite frankly, people with intellectual disabilities can't get anywhere else. The governor cut that program $295,000 so that the psychiatric and behavioral health care services at the ARC of Monmouth will be eliminated. They're currently serving over 500 people that I tell you they cannot get that service anywhere else. It's going to be a catastrophic cut for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
And to have it happen in Monmouth County, I mean, this isn't an out-of-the-way place of a low population, like a small town in Warren County, for example. This is a major population area where the need, I'm assuming, is sizable.
It is indeed. And in fact, the services they offer are so good that people come from all around, not just Monmouth County, because, again, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities have a very difficult time accessing psychiatrists, behaviorists who understand the population, know how to work with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and provide the services. It's going to be devastating if we can't get that funding restored.
And you mentioned there are two programs primarily that are being attacked in this way. What was the other
one? So the other one was, in fact, a cut to my agency, the ARC of New Jersey. We run a program called Planning for Adult Life. The program is designed for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities throughout the state that are preparing to transition to adult life. Students with intellectual and developmental disabilities typically can stay in school till 21. But after that, they have to transition into programs offered by the state, jobs, whatever it may be. Our program, Planning for Adult Life, helps those students and families prepare. They help them sign up for Medicaid. They help them navigate the programs and supports offered by the Division of Developmental Disabilities. They help them get jobs. They help them deal with transportation and guardianship issues. Everything that a student needs to have in place when they transition out of school. The worst case scenario is when the school bus stops coming for an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We do not want people sitting home, sitting on the couches. We want them to have vibrant lives in the community, but that takes planning. Our Planning for Adult Life serves over 7,000 students a year, getting them ready for adult life. That cut was $497,000, and we're anxiously and desperately trying to get that funding restored so that people can have full lives when they transition out of special education.
I can imagine, too, Tom, that with the people who are part of these programs that receive the benefits from them, to stop something and maybe find an alternative, start it again only to find that fall short and have to stop. Starting and stopping is not going to be beneficial long term.
Absolutely not. You know, we're in the process of helping students plan. We're in the process of getting them ready, applying for Medicaid, all the things that folks have to do to get ready for adult life. And come June 30th, that program will be over unless we're able to reinstate these funds, which we are desperately working on as we speak.
And you mentioned those totals. When you look at the state budget approaching $60 billion, we're not talking a lot of money. As miserable as I am at math, I figured out it's less than 0.01% of the budget.
You're absolutely right. These are critical programs. These are critical services that, quite frankly, people are not going to get anywhere else. You know, in our view, it's short-sighted to cut these programs that are having such an incredible impact on people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Talking with Thomas Bofuto, Executive Director of the ARC of New Jersey, arcnj.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Are any of these programs, as your organization, have you fallen prey to any federal cuts? Have you been receiving federal funds and either see those in danger or eliminated?
So we do not receive any federal funds directly, but I will tell you we're critically concerned about any cuts to the Medicaid program on the federal level. Now, many people associate Medicaid to medical care, but in New Jersey, all supports and services that people with intellectual and developmental disabilities receive are funded through the Medicaid program. It's a joint partnership between the state and the federal government. If there are any cuts to that Medicaid program, it will have a dramatic impact on the supports and services that over 25,000 individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities receive in New Jersey. I'm talking about group homes, day programs, employment programs, respite programs that families desperately need could in fact be impacted by any cuts to the Medicaid program. We are very aggressively pushing back, meeting with congressional representatives, meeting with our state senators to push back on any threats to that Medicaid program. That will be devastating to our population.
Now, here's the maybe even more insane part. While having these cuts in the budget plan, the state is going to increase funding for state-run programs, thinking that, I guess, directly or indirectly, they see the state as being able to serve the disabled community better than individual organizations. Do you agree with that? Is that filling a pothole with sand instead of something more solid?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. Increases to the programs for people with intellectual disabilities?
Yeah, the state run programs.
Yeah. So I will tell you this. Governor Murphy and the legislature for the last 5 or 6 years have been great at funding supports and services. A lot of those increases are necessary just to keep those programs going. So we applaud the increases that the governor is putting in. We applaud what the legislature has done in past years. It's this year that we're concerned about these budget cuts and then whatever impact if there are any Medicaid cuts on the federal level. But the increases put in the budget were necessary to keep the programs going.
As far as your overall organization, talk a little bit about what you do, because you mentioned how these programs are going to greatly impact people who, I guess the technical term is, age out of juvenile programs in particular. And I can imagine there's a lot of families and parents that are wondering or approaching that time going, well, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do, what I can do for my son, my daughter. So talk about what the ARC of New Jersey is offering for families like that.
Absolutely. So we are a statewide advocacy organization for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families. In every area of a person's life, the ARC of New Jersey is there to advocate for them. I have a director of education advocacy, of children's advocacy. We have a large program called the ARC of New Jersey Family Institute, where families can come and get all the supports and services and information they need for their son or daughter. We have a self-advocacy program. We have a medical care advocacy program. And in fact, we even have a criminal justice advocacy program when, God forbid, a person with intellectual and developmental disabilities gets in trouble with the law. But I would tell you, family members that have any questions about supports and services for their sons and daughters, any questions about transitioning out of school, they can call the ARC of New Jersey, and our Family Institute staff will be happy to help them, hold their hand through the process, and get them through what can be a complicated system to get the supports and services their sons or daughters need.
Starting point for you is the website arcnj.org. He is the executive director of the Arc of New Jersey. Thomas Profuto, thank you so much for helping deliver an important message to people listening that will hopefully they'll respond by getting on the phone with their state representatives and say, what are you thinking about here? There's got to be actual wasteful spending in the budget and some pork that you can carve out instead of doing a necessity like this. So thank you, Thomas, for helping people become more aware, and thank you for the work you do for the disabled community.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate your help and our advocacy message. Thank you.